Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton. After a 32-6 win and snapping a three-game losing streak, it comes at home against the Onega Buffaloes. And coach, congrats on the win. Your overall thoughts on the contest?
Thank you. Overall thoughts, we did not play our best game by any means. But we scraped and made some good plays early, especially on defense, started off the game with an interception on about the 25-yard line, and got right into the end zone a few plays later. And, it's a huge boost for, when you lose three straight, you're just hoping that something good happens early to keep your kids involved and keep your kids into it. So that definitely happened, and that helped us out a lot to start the game.
Yeah, Coach, this was the Onega team that was coming off a bye of some sorts. They did have a scrimmage, but they basically essentially coming off a bye. You guys were able to execute your game plan very well. Your thoughts on the way your guys' coaching staff was able to put together that game plan and be able to execute it on the field?
We spent all week trying to be able to run the football and getting back to kind of what we do and getting a good part of what we do. And to be successful, we have to be able to run the football effectively. And, we had some, we worked a lot on, being one block away with our wide receivers and stuff like that. So, we ended up starting with some drives with some blocks in the back or, some holdings on the outside. But I was really happy with how aggressive our wide receivers were and wanting to get into the run plays and block somebody. And, we made a lot of plays. A couple of them had to come back. Even a couple touchdowns. So, just getting the kids into position and they understood what we needed them to do and they effectively did that on offense and defense.
Here with Riverside coach Bryce Payton. And coach, you guys' defense also had a very nice day. They had just 53 yards allowed in total, 12 over the air, 41 on the ground. And you guys ended up giving them zero first downs converted on third downs. They were 0 for 8 for their third down efficiency. So your thoughts on the way your defense played?
Right, and that's something that we've kind of been struggling with as well, being able to get off the field. In the previous week against Jackson Heights, I think I counted the first couple times we held them to a long third down or fourth down even, and they converted five or six times just in the first quarter and a half. And that was a big part of it. If we make a couple stops in that game, who knows? But, we played much better, played much more aggressive. And kids just made plays, it was a good overall defensive game for our boys.
It certainly was. We'll go and take a break. We'll come back in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton ahead of their game against Sabetha. And coach, this is the number 2 team in Class 2A, depending on what rankings you want to listen to. They're undefeated, 5-0, coming off a nice 27-6 win against Riley County. They haven't really been overwhelming their opponents as much as probably they would like to, and they are a little bit vulnerable in some areas of their offense and their defense. So your overall thoughts on this matchup?
They're a very, very, very good football team. They've also played some pretty good opponents in that as well. Watching the film, Riley County is a very, very good football team as well. And they try to play to their strengths and throw the ball around a little bit. And it gave Sabetha a little trouble at times. And they got some big guys up front to be able to handle that. So these guys, yes, are probably well deserving of whatever ranking they get. Coach Michael's a good coach that respect him a lot, him and his program, and he's going to have his kids being able to run the football and do things effectively and play disciplined and do everything the way they need to do. And we got to find ways to kind of disrupt that, like you said, and find ways to get something on the board and get something good early for us.
Here with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton. And coach, in 2024, the districts are starting to change up a little bit, but you guys were able to get your schedule all out of the way, as we told me before we got on our call. But you guys are changing leagues. You guys will be in the Northeast Kansas League. Your thoughts on how everything is kind of unfolding in that scenario?
It's definitely going to be in transition. When I played here at Wathena, when I was Wathena High School, I was in the DVL league, which is essentially the NEK now. It will be definitely familiar and a little bit less traveling for us. Those are the teams that are kind of in our districts right now too. Same size, stuff like that. So that's definitely exciting moving forward. But we definitely want to take advantage. We didn't play as well, in our other Big 7 games, in our last year here with them, but we're hoping to to try to play well this week and you know, show that we belong here and you know, finish strong in the Big Seven.
That's what it's all about. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, as always, and best of luck coming up here on Friday against Sabetha.
Thank you so much.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office.